This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. And last week on this show, you heard from one of the newly elected members of the St. Louis Schools Board of Education.
I need to see data and documentation that says that we're moving forward.
That's Dr. Karen Collins Adams, who says once she's sworn in, she wants to see where the district stands financially 6 months after dismissing the former superintendent.
We're at risk of losing our status of being fully accredited, and so that's an important thing. We don't ever want to go back to what we had, 20 years ago when the district was unaccredited.
Residents of the city also concerned about what's going to happen to their community schools. Over the past three decades, St. Louis City Schools have seen a massive shift due in part to the population decline. In fact, a 2023 report from St. Louis University revealed a churn in the number of schools opening and closing from year to year. It also pointed to unequal distribution of schools across the city. I spoke with Candy Mars of the New Real STL News about what she is hearing from urban neighborhoods. What is the New Real STL News? Describe it for our listeners.
Okay, so the Real STL News is the voice of the people, literally. It's uncensored, unfiltered, and unapologetically us, meaning when I say us, I mean the urban community. I'm a reporter there, but more importantly, I'm a truth teller, like most of the people on our team. And we just shine light on what the mainstream media usually won't or doesn't have time to cover.
Are you originally from St. Louis?
Yes, ma'am. Born and raised.
So you have obviously seen what you're reporting on when it comes to the St. Louis School District. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to look at the closure of schools.
So really, Megan, it was personal. I started off in North City, St. Louis. I was staying over there off of Penrose. And lucky for me, I was in the DSEC program at that time, so I was being bused out all the way to Wildwood School District. So I didn't really know too much about my area that was around me because I was getting bused out. But as I grew up, I started to see schools were just constantly being closed in mainly, majorly, black neighborhoods with no explanation, like just silence. So I wanted to understand why that kept happening and who was really making these decisions.
I'm interested. You said, luckily you were bussed out. Do you have any regrets that maybe you did not have a neighborhood school?
The only reason I do have regrets is because those relationships would have been very valuable for me to have growing up because they were around me. You know what I'm saying? So the DSEC program was great because, like we all know, wealthier districts do get more funding when it comes to education. So I did start off with a really great education, but I do feel like it kind of messed up my relationship with the community around me at a young age. Like, I don't have those stories of walking to the near store or, I just missed out on it. But I was down there, but it completely, missed me.
What have you learned from residents in the neighborhoods that have been impacted by school closures?
So it's funny you said that because the day that we did the video about the school closings, we spoke to one of the local neighbors that stay right across the street from Hempstead, and they feel abandoned. Several people told me that these schools were the heart of their communities. So when they shut them down, it felt like the city was giving up on them completely. So they really just felt abandoned, and some still have emotional scars from it, like not being able to reach out to old alumni, not being able to do reunions, not being able to have parades for homecoming. So they really feel abandoned and left out.
What have you learned from school officials themselves?
Okay, now when it comes to school officials, I've heard a lot, you know, about the enrollment decline and budget cuts, but honestly, it's not really enough accountability. There seems to be no real, like, strategy to reinvest in the neighborhoods being impacted. And it felt like the decisions were, like, made about the community, but not with the community. So when it comes to school officials, I feel like they're making decisions, but not really making decisions with the community.
What response have you gotten since your report was released?
Since the report was released, honestly, it really hit the community hard. Like, I've had teachers, parents, even former students thank me for saying what they've been feeling for years. They're tired of the silence, and they're ready to speak out, and they're ready to tell their stories and how they're being affected.
After speaking with them, what do you see as some solutions?
Some solutions, honestly, we need to reinvest in our public schools mainly. Not replace them with charter schools, that's what's mainly going on, and not leave them to rot. But we really need more Black leadership at the table when these decisions are made, because people who understand the culture and the impact can better have solutions. So my main answer to that question would be to really get people that look like us to start making some decisions in our areas.
What do you think would happen in our urban areas if some of these schools or some of these neighborhoods did have a hub like a neighborhood school?
More opportunity, way more inspiration. You know, like with me being on the north side and going out to Wildwood, my inspiration came from going out there. There was none around me. There was like no local inspiration. So to have people that look like you doing great things, it really inspires you.
What's your next step on this?
So we're going to go as far as we can go with this. I mean, we're doing St. Louis City. We started off with Hempstead. When I say we, I mean Amina Ali and myself, the owner of The Real News, STL News. We started at Hempstead, but we're going far out as we possibly can. In the comment section to the video we did, we had a lot of people asking us to cover their schools.
For our listeners, where can they find your video?
So you can find our video on, you can go to Facebook and find the video on the New Real STL News page, or you can go to the New Real STL News on YouTube, and it's also on there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate you spending some time with us.
No, thank you, Megan, so much for letting me shed light on this situation. So thank you all.
That is Candy Mars of the New Real STL News. Come